Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The cast of James and the Giant Peach at Pella High School join us on today's program to preview their upcoming productions Thursday at 7 and Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. We begin with actor Connor Gawley, who portrays James. Well, Connor, we're here today to talk about James and the Giant Peach, the upcoming production at Pella High School, and you have the title character's role as James. First of all, what has it been like for you so far to work on this production and to work with this group on this specific musical?
It's been pretty great, not gonna lie. I really enjoy playing my part. I can relate with him a lot. I really love the people that I've met because of doing the musical, and it's just such a fun environment, and I just look forward to coming to practice every single day.
And I know this isn't your first theater production because you work with Union Street Players. What's it been like having that experience in your pocket coming into the high school realm and some of the shows that are different maybe from USP?
I've only really been in mostly theater productions, so it's helped with my acting abilities, but the whole singing part and knowing what to do and choreography during the musical is really different to me.
Tell us a little bit about James and the character that you're portraying.
James is a English boy who lived in the Scotland Yard he was an orphan. His parents were killed by a rhino, and he was sent to live with his aunt. And throughout the story, he goes on great adventures and slowly becomes a very confident child from previously being a very shy, timid one.
And now one of the things I noticed when I came in is that you mentioned he's from England. You have a bit of an accent when you're up on stage. What has that been like for you to try something different, I suppose, where in most plays I'm sure you have your standard voice?
Yeah, it's kind of been fun because I get to do something different. Sometimes it's hard because you have to constantly think, hey, speaking a British accent, man. Because if you don't, then, I mean, it's just like, oh, he was speaking in a British accent and now he's not. And singing with a British accent has been pretty weird, but it's a great experience. Yeah.
Well, and I also saw the visual side of this. It's James and the Giant Peach, and you have the Giant Peach there. From a visual standpoint, I know costumes are coming up soon, too. Mm-hmm. What are the things that are most exciting about the colors of the show, so to speak, and the visuals that you've been working on?
When I saw the Peach come together, it was just crazy. I helped paint it, and it's just the coolest prop I've ever worked with in any of my plays. I just thought it was the greatest ever. I loved how we could climb on top of the Peach. And that's really just the main part of the colors for the show. It'll be a big attention grabber. It's awesome.
Why should people come on out?
Because I'm in it. No, I'm just kidding. because it's just such a great show. We have a ton of good actors, and it's not just about the main characters. Our ensemble is great, and it's just such a fun show. It's such a great children's show.
I'm Andy Sunderman. I play Latilord, the narrator in James and the Giant Peach.
And I'm Gavin Klein. I play Centipede.
Very good. And tell us a little bit about your roles and kind of the things you do up on stage.
As Latilord, I am mysterious and magical. I'm the one who gives James the spell that makes the Peach grow and just changes his life in general.
Centipede's kind of like the outsider of the bug group. He's kind of angry at everything. He kind of just hates everything. But by the end of the show, he kind of grows together with the bug family. And just a cool progression, I guess.
Have the two of you had previous theater experience, or is this your first production?
I actually was only in The Music Man as a ensemble member, so I've never really been a part of it, so it's a great experience to be a main role now.
Freshman year, I was Donald in You Can't Take It With You, and sophomore year, I was Mayor Shin in The Music Man. So I've had some experience, yeah.
So what are some of the most challenging aspects of working on James and the Giant Peach, especially with so many visual elements that you have to be cognizant of and a lot of singing that has to blend in with the acting?
I think that a lot of the challenges come with, since I'm new to, well, the whole play scene, is just knowing when all my entrances are. And I have a lot of different reprises, which are like different versions of singing for a narrator, and so I have to learn all of those, and then I have a bunch of speaking lines, so it's just a lot of different struggles with that, but it's fun, it's coming together well.
Yeah, I think from like a visual standpoint, it's the set is more of like an abstract set, so it's not like how you usually have like a musical or a play set where there's like a full room and there's like furniture and you can kind of see everything. It's more like you kind of have to point to things that aren't really there on the stage to let the audience know that they're there. And that's why it's kind of more abstract. So it's kind of a challenge to get used to that. But after you do get used to it, it's pretty fun.
What are your favorite parts of this production so far?
Oh, I just love the music and the people because it's just it's just full of energy. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't know. I just enjoyed it a lot because everyone just has come together in such an amazing way. And just everyone's been a team player, even the like ensemble. So it's just, yeah, everyone's equal. And it's just really cool. And it's brought me together and closer with a bunch of people.
Yeah, basically what Andy said. I kind of like how the music is like super jazzy and fun, and like it's just a really good atmosphere just to sing it with your friends and like, I don't know, just kind of hang out.
Once again, that was the cast of James and the Giant Peach at Pella High School. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.